So this is Father John, again, continuing with our catch-up. This is for today, and we're just concentrating on the readings from Romans from yesterday and today, or I should say for today. I did the one for yesterday in the previous recording. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The readings from the Epistle of the Holy Apostle Paul to the Romans. Brethren, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him, in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yea, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold, and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the Scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel? All right, so the question that came in for this passage was, what does St. Paul mean by, quote, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God? That's in verse 17. So I actually want to comment on a few things, starting from a little bit back. In verse 15. So in verse 15, it says, St. Paul says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Now, notice here that St. John Chrysostom indicates in his homily on Romans, the 18th homily in particular, he says, Paul is saying that by disbelieving, the Jews are not disbelieving the apostles only, but also the prophet Isaiah, who foretold many years before that they would be sent to preach the gospel. And so in all of this, St. Paul is indicating that the prophets are fulfilled in Christ and they're fulfilled in the ministry of the apostles. So that when the Jews are rejecting the apostles, they're not just rejecting the apostles, they're rejecting the prophet. And of course, they're rejecting the Lord himself. Now have a look at verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? And then in 17, and this is what the question centered around. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Right. So, again, St. John Chrysostom makes it clear with respect to this verse. The Jews were forever seeking a sign, but Isaiah promised them no such thing, he says. Rather, it was by hearing that they were to believe. Again, hearing the preaching from the apostles and receiving it within their heart. Recall what was said earlier in our reading of Romans from last week. He is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is of the heart. So this all turns on the question of who we are inside of us. Have we received the word within us? And does that affect our lives? Indeed, do we strive after Christ in our daily life? And here, one more passage I want to share with you from St. John of Damascus, commenting on this very issue. in the exact exposition of the Orthodox faith, he says, faith comes by hearing, because when we hear the Holy Scriptures, we believe in the teaching of the Holy Spirit. This faith is made perfect by all the things which Christ has ordained. It believes truly, it is devout, and it keeps the commandments of him who has renewed us. For he who does not believe in accordance with the traditions of the Catholic Church, or who through untoward works, holds communion with the devil, is without faith. So we see here that St. John affirms that faith comes by hearing the preaching of the apostles of the good tidings within us, right? But, of course, hearing the Holy Scriptures in general. By doing so, we become sanctified when we hearken, when we actively listen to the Holy Scriptures, when we actively search the Scriptures. Notice also he says, it believes truly, it is devout, this faith within us, if it keep that we keep the commandments of him who has renewed us. And here the words of St. James comes to mind, that faith without works is dead. Indeed, just as the body without the spirit is dead, so too faith without works is dead. So that there is an organic relationship then between our faith and our works that has to come together so that in all things we might be made the sons of God by adoption, putting our will in the will of Christ, putting our lives in his very hands. Amen.